Okay, so today's daf is Erevin, daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to start on the bottom of daf Ayin Vav Amun Beis in the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that if you have a wall that's between two courtyards, two chatzeros, that it was 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, 4 by 4 tfachim, then you can make two different eruvs. You make them into two different eruvim because the wall is it separates the two of them, the two chatzeros. And then we discussed also for the top of the wall there were fruits. Everyone could take the fruits for their own side. And if the wall was a breach until 10 amos, you can make it. You can say, oh, the wall's as if it's there and keep it two Eruvim, two different Eruvs. But if you want, you can join together because it's like a Pesach if it's less than 10 Amos. Now, the Gemara says the following, that in the Mishnah, the wall that's between two Chatzeros, so between the two courtyards, that's 10 Tfachim high and 4 by 4 Tfachim. So the people from the Chatzer can eat fruit on top of the Kotel, but they can't bring it down to their courtyards. The Gemara says, "Ein bo arba mai." What's the halacha if the wall is not four tefachim? What's the halacha? Amarav avir shtei rishiyos shaletes bo. Since the top of the kosel, top of the wall, is not considered a rishus by itself, so therefore it's not because it's not four tefachim. So therefore, it's considered batel. It's considered as if it's non-existent. With respect to the two courtyards, and since in this instance the wall is 10 tefachim high, so each chatzer makes an eruv by itself, so therefore each chatzer restricts the other, because wherever you take it, it's as if you're taking from one courtyard to the other courtyard. If the fruit's on top of the wall, and if you take it to your courtyard, the other courtyard, since they're separate, it's like you're taking from one to the next. And therefore, lo yaziz bo afilim lo nima. Therefore, you can't even move it, even a small amount. In other words, what he's saying.
Does it mean that you can eat it? How could you eat it? You can't stand in your chatzer and take it. You would have got to climb up on top of the wall.
Right. No. So again, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So here we're saying, what if it's not that? What if it's less than 4 tefachim? So if it's less than 4 tefachim, the wall is not considered to be a reshus by itself. So it belongs to both courtyards. So then you're sort of stuck. Rav Yochanan, that's why he...
I think he's saying it's because it's too narrow.
Yeah, it's too narrow. Okay, fine. It's not four tefachim. When it's long, it has to be 4 by 4. Right. Either it's not long enough, or more. You know, it's less than 4 by 4 tefachim. So either it's not long enough or it's not narrow enough.
So the wall that the Mishnah is talking about is less than.
No, the wall that the Mishnah is talking about is at least 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 tefachim wide. Right, because you're allowed because you're allowed to go up and eat the fruit there on top, but you can't bring it down. The Gemara is going to explain why that's the case. The Gemara is essentially that in other words,
you have to climb up on the wall and sit it on top of the
wall. Correct. Yes, correct. That basically, since the kotel is 4 by 4, it's like a roof, and the roof and the house are considered two different reshuyos. So he's saying you can't bring it into the house. And the Gemara in Sadi Bey is going to say you can't bring it into the house, but actually you can bring it into the chatzer, according to the opinion that says that the chatzeros and the gagos are one reshus. So if it's 4 by 4 and 10 high, it's like a gag, and then you bring it down to a chatzer, which would be okay. You would not be allowed to bring it to the house, according to that opinion. Okay, so but here the Gemara is now asking, what if it's not 4 by 4 tefachim? or if it's like what Dov mentioned, if it's too narrow. Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu malin mikan va'ochlin, ve'elu malin kan me'ochlin. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, one courtyard, the people of courtyard A can pick the food up from their courtyard to the top of the wall and eat it there. And they can lower the food also, presumably from the wall to the courtyard. And the other residents of the other courtyard can raise it from their courtyard and eat it there on the top of the wall. And they may lower it because there you view the wall as non-existent. It's a makom ptur. It's a makom ptur, and therefore it's batel to the two courtyards to be lenient. So the Gemara now asks on Rav Yochanan from our Mishnah, Tanan. So our Mishnah says, Eilu olim mikan ba'ochlim, Eilu olim mikan ba'ochlim. Our Mishnah just says you could eat it on the top of the wall. Olin in malin lo. It just says that you can eat there, but you cannot bring food from the courtyard to the wall. So that's a question of Yochanan, who allows you even to bring it to on top of the wall. So the Gemara says, no, this is how you read the Mishnah. Im yesh bo arba arba olin in malin lo, ein bo arba arba malin nami. So if it's 4x4, it's a reshus hayachid. So then you can go up, but you're not allowed to bring it. You're not allowed to bring food. You're not allowed to bring food up there. But if it's not 4x4, then you can even bring food up there because then it's only a makom ptur. Vaza of Yochanan letamer. Yochanan follows according to his reasoning. The chiyas Rav Dibi Amar Rav Yochanan. Because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Malkom She'ein Bo Arba or Abba. Let's say you have a place that's not 4x4 Tfachim, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's standing in Rishus HaRabim, between Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. So then, like you have, I guess, like a newspaper stand, I guess, or a mailbox, like a mailbox, right? So it's not, let's say it's at least 3 Tfachim, and it's not 4x4 tfachim. So then, muter l'bnei Rishus HaRabim, b'nei Rishus HaYachid lechatef alav. So if you're in the Rishus HaRabim or the Rishus HaYachid, you could put your belongings on there. That's on their shoulder. You can lower it down there, let it rest on there. Uvavad shliach lifu, as long as what? That you don't exchange the objects from one domain, from one Rishus to another Rishus. So what do we see from here? That by a makom ptur, Rav Yochanan is not concerned that you might carry from one rishus to the other one, and you can, and if you're in rishus hayachid, you can use the makom ptur and vice versa. The Rav Leisle de Rav Dimi. Now Rav, who says you cannot move in a kotel that's not 4x4 tefachim, so he said you can't do that. So he says, why doesn't he hold like that? Doesn't he hold of what Rav Dimi said? So this referred to a makom ptur by Torah law. So then he would agree. So for example, let's say you have a wall between a Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid that the prohibition from is an Isser Daraisa. So then he would say you can move it from the top of the wall to the Rishus HaRabim and to Rishus HaYachid, even according to Rav. But Hacha B'mayaskinan B'Rishus D'Rabbanan. We're talking about Rishus D'Rabbanan. We're talking about a kotel between two courtyards. What's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is you have two courtyards. A courtyard is a Rishus HaYachid D'Oraisa, but we're strict. And we require an Erev Chatzero. So there's only an Isser D'Rabbanan to carry. So the Chachamim also chizik l'dvir miyosim mishal Torah, and the Chachamim actually create a stricture that was greater than if it was an Isser Doraisa, because if we, in other words, what Rav is saying the following: if you have Rishus HaYachid and you have Rishus HaRabim one next to each other, and you have a Makom Ptur in the middle, so we're not concerned that if we allow you to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to have something rest on the Makom Ptur, or vice versa, we're not concerned that you're going to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, because those are both Isser Doraisas, and people are going to be careful. But if you're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan to begin with, like two Chatzeros, two courtyards, where there's only an Isser D'Rabbanan to carry from one to the next, so then if we allow you to rest something on a Makom Ptur, then we are concerned you're going to carry from one to the next. So the until now, the Gemara is dealing with a wall that's between two courtyards, and it's 10 tefachim high on both sides. Now the Gemara is going to now speak about a wall between two courtyards that for one side it's higher than 10 tefachim, and the other side it's lower than 10 tefachim. So Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Kosa Shebein Shtei Achatzeros. You have a wall between two courtyards. Sido Echad Gavoa Sar Tefachim. So like one side is elevated, the other one's not elevated. So one side, the wall is 10 tefachim high, and these are all 4x4. V'tzido Echad, and the side that's facing the second courtyard, it's Shavela Aretz. It's not higher than 10 tefachim. So let's say the ground is raised. The ground essentially is raised, so that on one side it's 10 tefachim, and on the other side it's less than 10 tefachim, or equal. It's not 10 tefachim. The ground is raised. So nosnim oso lazeh sheshava la'aretz mishum dehava lazeh tashmisho benachas v'lazeh tashmisho bekasha. So the halacha here in this instance is that the chachamim grant the use of the top of the wall on Shabbos only to the courtyard in which the wall is level with the ground or less than 10 tefachim. Why? Because the havi lezet tashmisha benachas or tashmisha bekasha. Because the use of the wall is convenient for the higher side, right? In other words, you could only the one that's less than 10 tefachim can put their stuff on the wall, because that is easy, because that's easy to put on it, and the one that's 10 tefachim high, so they're probably not going to use it, because it's difficult to use it, because if it's 10 tefachim high, you're not going to use it so easily. So wherever it can be used more easily, then that's the one we'll let you use. Ukol makom lezeh benachas v'lezeh bekasha nosnim osa lezeh shetashmisho benachas. And the rule is, if it's easier, a place where it's easier for one and more difficult for the other one, we let the one for whom it's easier to use use the chotzer. So right, so the so the Gemara wants to now discuss sort of the opposite case. What about a chareis, like a ditch between two courtyards, that for one of them it's 10 tefachim deep and the other one is less than 10 tefachim? Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Nachman, chareis shebein shtei chatzeros, tzido echad amok asara v'tzido echad shevel ha'aretz. Let's say one side that is 10 tefachim deep, and the other side is less than 10 tefachim deep. So nosnim oso, lozeh sheshavel aretz. We grant the rights of using the chareitz to the one who's more level with the ground. Mishum dehavelei lozeh tashmisha benachas, for lozeh tashmisha bekasha. For the same reason, it's easier. For whoever it's easier for, that's the one who can use that area. Utzricha, you need both cases. The yashmi inan kosel, that if I've only said the case with the wall, that you give it the one who's easier use in the wall case. Mishum de begova mishtamshe inche v'chareitz lo misht beumka lo mishtamshe inche malo. I might say that people only use the things that are higher up and not things that are lower up, and therefore we don't give anyone rights to use that area. So if we have to tell us that we do give the rights to the one for whom the use is easier. V'yashmina b'chareitz mishum de lo ba'isa tashmishta, avakosel de ba'isa tashmishta imalo tzricha. And if we have only said that you give the rights to the one who is easier used by the charetz, by the ditch, that's because he's not afraid to go down to the ditch. But the wall, you're afraid because you might, your stuff may fall. So you would say that maybe no one has no one has any right, additional rights, easier, like it's easier to use it. So therefore, Nachman has to tell us that also by a wall, that whoever has easier use, so you can use that chatzer, that wall, I'm sorry. So now the Gemara wants to say, let's do another case. Bo lamato. Let's say the wall was 10 tfachim on both sides. And one of the two owners of the chatzer wants to lower the height of the wall on his side. So therefore, his use will be benachas, it'll be easier. And so maybe either by maybe, I don't know, forming a mound in the ground near the wall or building some kind of chair or something, or some kind of step stool or something, or anything to raise the level and lower the level of your wall. If the thing that you lessened, that you were able to lower the wall, the chair or the pile of wood, if that was 4x4 tfachim, arba, 4x4 tfachim, then mutalishtamesh b'chol kosel kulo, you can use the entire wall because that 4 tfachim is considered like an opening. And since it's not 10 tfachim until the top of the kotel, you can use the whole kotel benachas. It's pretty easy to go up by this way. And if not, then you can only use the kotel in the area that is opposite the place where you sort of lowered the height. So Gemara says, wait a second, manafshach, either way. If you're saying by you lowering the height by putting a step stool or some wood, on your side, b'chulek kosel ishtamish, use the whole side, even if it's less than 4 tfachim. Elohani, if it doesn't help, filu kenegan amiyot namilo, then it shouldn't help even opposite the area where you put the step stool or the pile of wood. Amravina, k'ngon she'akor chul yom erosho. So no, he said the case is not that you put a step stool, but he's saying that the cases where you actually took part of the wall, you took part of the wall off to lower it. You actually remove some of the like a segment of the stone from the top of the wall. So now it's actually less than 10 tefachim high. So now you can use that as an opening on the wall. So again, if it's 4x4 tefachim, then you can use the whole wall, but if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, it doesn't serve as an opening to get to the top of the wall, and therefore you only allow the place where you lowered the wall. And that area is called considered like a makom patur. Amar Rabbi Chiel, now Rabbi Chiel says, kafa seifel. Let's say you turned over a basin. And it's 4x4 tefachim, then you can lower, that lowers the whole height of the wall, you could use the wall. Vamai, why do you say that? Davar hanita v'shabasu, yeah, but this basket is something, or this basin is something that you can be removed on Shabbos, v'davar hanita v'shabasu, ene mamayit, and something that can be moved on Shabbos does not diminish a wall. Since it can be removed at any moment on Shabbos, it should not be able to, it's not considered a permanent part of the wall. It should not be mamai. It should not diminish the height of the wall. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha dechibre ba'ara." So we're talking about a case where you attach the basin to the ground by covering it with soil. So the Gemara says, "Vechichabre ba'ara my habi." What's halacha if? So what if it's you covered it with, you attach it to the ground? V'atanya paga sheitmina b'tevin mecharor sheitmina b'kachali megulam miksasin tells b'shabbes. Let's say you have an unripe fig that's buried in straw. Or you have a cake that was buried in coals. If part of the fig or the cake is visible, you can move it on Shabbos, even though you'll move the straw or the coals indirectly, even though that's muksa. So, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a case where the top of the basin has a rim that's fully buried in the ground. So therefore, removing the basin will move the earth under which it's buried, and that's similar to digging. Issue is not a muksa issue, that's actually a chofer issue or choresh, and that would be prohibited on Shabbos. Gemara says, yeah, so what? V'chi yisleh ognaim. So what if there are rims in the ground? My have, what? How does that make a difference? V'atunana, tomi lef, and stone tachas agefer. Let's say that you do hatmana, right? You bury a turnip or a radish in the ground, tachas agefer, beneath the vine. Bizmancha, mixes olin megulin, and chol shis lo mishim kilayim, lo mishim maiser, lo mishim shvis, v'ni talin b'shavis. So when you have a situation that you have some of the leaves are showing of the radish or the turnip, you don't have to be concerned about kilayim, that because, you know, let's say you have crops, this is not considered an act of planting, or it's not considered a miser, we're not concerned that the turnip is going to develop further, in which case you'd have to separate miser. We're not concerned about the issue of working the land on Shemitah. It's not, because you can't plant on Shemitah. And you're not concerned. And similarly, what? V'nitalim b'Shabbos. And you can actually take the radish on Shabbos. So even if most of the turnip or the radish is on the ground, you can pull it from the ground on Shabbos. So what? So, and it's not a violation of chofer or choresh. So what's the problem? So lo tzricha debi mara v'chatzida. So the case, Rabbi Chiel's case is talking about a case where the basin was so connected to the ground that you would need a hoe or a spade to move it. And this would definitely involve digging, which would be forbidden on Shabbos. Okay, Sulam HaMitzri. So we're now a small ladder, like an Egyptian ladder. It's a small ladder. Einu Mayit does not diminish the height of the wall. However, Vatzor Mayit, a ladder from Tzur, does diminish the height. So Gemara said, "Hechi Dabi Sulam HaMitzri." What's the case of a Sulam HaMitzri? Amri Devei Rav Yani Kol Shein Lo Arba'a Chavokim. Anything that doesn't have four rungs. If it doesn't have four rungs, so then it does not diminish the. It does not. It's too small, and it's in what? Well, a step stool probably is also would not be good enough, because it's something that you would easily remove, right? It's something that you would easily remove, right? Before, what I mentioned about some kind of chair that you put up there, it probably not a stom chair. It's probably not like a regular chair. It's probably, you know, they didn't really discuss that, you know, a lot. What was that case that we had? The case was either a pile of wood, or we had.
I think
they
said a scaffold.
Is that what it was? It was a chair that was built from bricks. So that's something that, oh yeah, because the case there was that it was muksa. It was basically you took a bunch of bricks and you put it down that so you formed a chair, but it's not it's muksa. It's not like a finished product. So you would halachically not be allowed to move it. So a step stool would also be a problem, because that's something that would be easily movable. So we're talking about, so this also, if there are four rungs, it's easily movable. If it's of tzur, a tzuri one from tzur, those are generally longer ones, and people typically don't move it. So we're not concerned you're going to move it on Shabbos, and therefore it would diminish the height of the wall if it's made of, if it's a sulam hatzuri. Amar le Rav Acha b'reid the Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'reid the Vita says to Rav Ashi, my time is so mitzri lo b'mayit. Why is silo mitzri? Why is it not diminish it, the height? Amar le lo shimei lach adam Rav Acha b'rad amar Rav Hamnuna amar Rav Mishim navali davar shinita b'Shabbos chol davar shinita b'Shabbos einu b'mayit. Isn't it because it's something that's Mimayit on Shabbos, and anything that's Mimayit on Shabbos is not anything that's Nital on Shabbos. Anything that can be moved on Shabbos is not Mimayit. Yachi, that's so. Afilu Tsurinami, even a ladder of Tsur also, it should not be diminished because you could also move it. So Hasam, Kovdo, Kovo. It's very heavy. The ladders from Tsur apparently are very heavy, and therefore It's not moved. It's not moved easily, and therefore, even though technically you can move it, halakha you can move it, since it's typically not moved, so therefore it would diminish the height of the wall. So Amar Abai Kolsa Shebein Shtei Chatzei Rolls Gavo Asar Tefachim V'idiach Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan V'Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan Vein Bein Zela Zeh Shalosha Tefachim. So let's say you have a wall that's between two courtyards and it's 10 Tefachim high, and you leave a ladder that was 4 Tefachim wide, okay, and from one side, and the ladder was 4 tefachim wide on the other side, and there between the two ladders there was not a distance of 3 tefachim. Okay, so you have one ladder on one side, one ladder right next to it on the other side. So Mumbai. So it's as if there is not a height of 10 tefachim between the two courtyards, because the ladders are considered like an opening. And therefore, if they wanted to, they could make an Eruv together. However, that's what we saw. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if you have an opening between the two Eruvs, that's less than 10 amos. So then if you want, or you had a wall, and then you had a breach in the wall, and that was less than 10 amos. So if they want, they can separate and not join. Everyone can make the people of each chatzar can make an eruv for themselves. But if they want, since there's an opening from one to the other, they can make a joint eruv for both of them. They have the option. So here also, if you have two ladders and they're within 3 tefachim of each other, that's like a pesach, it's like an opening. And if you want, they can make an eruv together if they want. However, if it's shlosha eino mamad, however, if the ladders are more than 3 tefachim away from each other, then they cannot. Does not diminish the wall, because it's not considered a Pesach, because each ladder stands by itself and there's no Pesach, there's no opening in the courtyard next to it. V'lo amram v'adlo have kosel arba. V'lo have kosel arba afilu muflag tuva. That's only if the wall is not 4 tefachim, and you cannot easily walk on it. However, if the wall is 4 tefachim, like wide, there's a 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tefachim wide, so then people can walk on it. So then that is a Pesach. Why? Because even if the two ladders are more than 3 tefachim away from each other, because you can easily, on either side, you can easily get up to the wall, and then you can easily walk on the wall. So it's very easy to walk from one side to the other, and therefore that is considered a Pesach, and therefore an opening, and therefore both sides can combine to make a joint Eruv. The Gemara then continues, Amar Bibi Bar Abaye, Bona Itztaba, Al Gav Itztaba. So let's say you built a wooden platform next to the wall, okay, above another wooden platform that's next to the wall. Okay, so im yesh baitstava. So you have, I guess, a double wooden platform. So then im yesh baitstava tachtona arba. If in the lower platform is 4 tefachim wide, it can diminish the height, it's babayit, it diminishes the height of the wall, and you don't need, I guess, the upper platform at all. Inami, ein betachtona, if the lower platform is not 4 tefachim, v'yesh be'elyona arba'a, and on the top platform there is 4 by 4 tefachim, so v'ein bein Zelozet shlosha, and there's no between the lower and the upper. It's not 3 tefachim. Then it would also diminish this, because even though the bottom one doesn't have the shear of 4 tefachim, we connect the bottom to the top one based on lavud, and therefore that's like as if it's one itztava. It's like it's one platform from the ground, and it's narrow, let's say, in the bottom, and it's wide on top, and so therefore, together they can diminish the height of the wall because the two platforms are considered as one. So let's say a ladder that the rungs are disconnected. Okay, the rungs are a little bit that there's space between they go one up from the other. Again, I have a picture here that it's not like your regular ladder that they sort of shoot out the rungs, and there is space between the different it's like a piece of wood, I guess. Like each rug is like a piece of wood, and that sort of juts out from the ladder. And im yesh bashliva tachtona arba'a, if the bottom, I guess, rung is 4x4 tefachim, m'mayit, it could actually lower the wall from 10 tefachim. Inami ein bishliva tachtona arba'a, let's say the lower one is not 4x4, v'yesh bishliva al yod arba'a, but the top one is 4x4 tefachim, v'im zeh lazeh shlosha, and you don't have 3 tefachim between the rungs, then also m'mayit, then it would diminish the wall because you can easily get up to the top. You can easily get up to the top rung, and then from the top rung to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, and then that's considered not easy tashmisha, and so therefore you can carry from the fruit to the top of the wall and from the top of the wall down. You can easily use it. So that's another way to diminish the height. Similar to the itztava, with the rungs of the ladder, either if the bottom one is 4x4, that would diminish it, or it's not 4x4, but the top one is, but you can have easy access to it because there aren't three tefachim between the different rungs. Okay, we will stop here, and God willing, we'll continue tomorrow.